Our job needs to be to get out of our function insanely fast and to help bring other people along. We want to make it to where when people see you and meet you, that they don't bring their negative energy to you because they know you're going to completely squash that negative energy immediately, and we cannot accept negative energy around us. Hey guys and gals, this is Trevor coming at you with an episode of the Carrot Cast that I've been pumped about for the last few days. We're here in the studio, and this is the first ever podcast I've recorded in the studio for the Carrot Cast that's kind of more solo, but it's not fully solo. I've got Brady on my team here, heads up the content side of things, the audio-visual content. But here's the deal. I woke up a couple days ago kind of in a minor funk, right? In a minor funk, and then some things at work happened that got me into more of a major funk. And I started to stew on things. And when you start to stew on things, you start to think of the worst case scenarios of all these things. Your energy gets brought down, and then you aren't thinking of things from the positive angle anymore. So on this episode, I'm going to show you exactly what I did this last couple of days and what I do almost every single time to pull myself completely out of that funk as quick as possible. A really simple mindset change you guys can make. It's going to pull you out of the funk into the future and really just dialed in and crazy excited about things in under a few hours if you nail it. And for those of you who are new to the Carrot Cast, so what the Carrot Cast is we really work with tons and tons of the biggest investors and real estate agents in the United States, but also tons of entrepreneurs listen to the Carrot Cast to follow our journey here at Carrot, like to follow the cool, interesting things that we're doing. So this episode is not about real estate. It's not about real estate, not about marketing. It's about you as the human being. How do you be happier more often? How do you make sure that you're living in the positive more? How do you flip the switch so those negative thoughts are gone and you replace them with future-based, amazing, energy-filled, positive thinking? So I'm going to talk about a story that I went through the last couple of days. Before I do, I'm going to actually, Brady and I didn't plan this, so I'm going to introduce Brady into the podcast. Brady, welcome to the Carrot Cast, man.
Thanks, Trevor. Yeah, it's awesome being on.
So Brady's usually the guy behind the camera, but he's been amazing on just the way he guides the way I think on my podcast and asks me questions. So we mapped this one out, and it's going to be a two-way conversation in here. So I'm pumped about it. If you're wanting to know my map, my plan to inject this operating system into you, into your brain personally, to give yourself more of a positive outlook, to yank out of the negative moments, this episode's going to be for you. So Brady, we were talking the other day in my office about what episode we want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there, and I was like we were talking, I was sitting there right in the middle of this little funk, and you and I share an office together now. And I don't know if did you pick up on my funk or did you not?
A little bit, you know, probably not as much as I would have, cause I was kind of in a funk myself. So
yeah. And I guess funks breed funks, right?
Right. Right.
And on the flip side of it, we're going to show how important it is for you listening to this to inject positivity every single spot in your life, because when we have funks, it rubs off on other people. And then when that person has a funk, you're in your funk longer. And so our job needs to be to get out of our funks insanely fast and to help bring other people along. We want to make it to where when people see you and meet you, that they don't bring their negative energy to you because they know you're going to completely squash that negative energy immediately. And we cannot accept negative energy around us. So we talked about this episode. And during that time, even this morning, I showed up. I'm like, man, I did the thing again. And I completely flipped the script in my mind. And this, I'll tell you guys about the story about the thing that I've been dealing with the last couple of days that could end up costing tens and tens and tens of thousands. Knock on wood, hopefully not. But I flipped the script on it. So where do you want to start with this?
You were telling me when you were working out a couple of days ago, you're kind of in a funk. And you mentioned that you had been feeling that way for about a month or two. Which is interesting, because I think one of the most important things to realize is to realize that you are in a funk. Mm. So, you know, what was that like? What was going through your head when you were working out? You know, you're on the ski ergo.
Yep.
You know, you're working out and you're just not feeling it. Like, what's going through your head?
Dude, it usually starts with an energy issue. You know, it's usually an energy issue. So give context, y'all. January was an amazing, amazing month. We, of course, had the holidays, had New Year's, and then we had the summit, which thousands and thousands of people showed up. So we were just like jam. And then I was in Boston the whole next week with my mastermind and my coach. And then we come back, and then it's company retreat. So if you guys can picture this month, right? We just had the end of the year, and we were crunched on some things, trying to hit some goals and wrap up some things and new leadership team and all that. And then an entire month where every single day of every single week was just dialed. I mean, I'm talking like dialed in schedule wise. I had no room to breathe. And so what happened to me, unbeknownst, like all the stuff was awesome. Summit was high energy. Boston was high energy. Retreat, those types of things, some of it gives me energy, some of it takes energy away. Like I didn't show up to retreat morning. I was in my room until like 8:50 every day, and it started at 9 because I just need time to be away. So that leads into this week. And I had a little bit of stomach something going on. I think, I'm not sure if it's what I was eating previously or not drinking enough water because I got out of my routine. And I didn't go to the workout Monday, which isn't like me. Usually I'm pushing through the workout. That was my negative, low energy mindset dragging me down, giving me excuses. I woke up that morning going, my stomach is churning pretty good. Wasn't feeling all that great. I'm going to text in and I'm still going to go to the office. I'm just not going to work out. And that was the first clue. Like anytime you're not going and moving forward with the commitments and the things you know are healthy for you, dude, that's the first thing you need to like raise your hand and go, man, there's something going on here. The next thing is I woke up Tuesday, felt a little bit better, but still wasn't like my energy wasn't there, dude. I started pounding the water and same thing. I knew I was going to go to the workout that time, but I flat out didn't want to go. Get out of my truck. I'm walking to the office. I'm trying to even get myself in the mind state to do an Instagram post. I'm like, my energy's not there. I don't want to drag other people down. I want to be the guy who drags people up. And I did a pretty weak Instagram post. And then I get into the office and same thing, just my body just felt like there. I just knew going into that workout, it was going to be hard. And that's what I was going through in my mind. This is going to be hard. This is going to suck.
Right. The good thing is you got the system there. You got the, you know, you got the gym and the office, everything set up so that you have to go through it. So you're still working out. So that's good.
You got the habit trigger, right? That's one thing I did an episode on habit triggers, y'all. Make sure that those things you know you need to do. I don't really have willpower. So make sure that you put that trigger in place to ensure that it happens. Like this water, if you're watching the video version of this, this is my habit trigger for water here at the office. I have this and I ensure it's always filled up and I drink at least two of these a day at the office. It's a 32-ounce bottle of water if you're just listening to this. It says carrot on it. It's orange. It's my habit trigger here. So anyway, dude, I was already in the mind space of this is going to be hard. This is going to be a grind. I started doing some stuff. Immediately what pops in my mind is like, man, I'm at 25% of the energy. I even told the other guys in the room, guys, I'm at 25% of energy right now. Like just, I'm doing this workout though and I'm pumped about it. And I did an Instagram about that. Hey, I didn't want to be here. So what I'm setting up for you guys is this. Every single thought that morning was about why something wasn't good. Every single thought that morning was about how it was going to be hard. Every single thought that morning was about my energy being low, about I need to drink more water because my energy's low. And it was about a third of the way through the workout, dude, and I was beat. Like I should not have been hurting this bad energy-wise. It wasn't my muscle. It was just like, dude, I was done. And I drank the same amount of water I normally drink. I ate the same foods I normally drink. Woke up about the same time I normally wake up. And so none of those were the factor. And I'm going, if those aren't the factor, what is? The only other factor, dude, was my mind.
Yeah.
That was the only other factor.
Yeah.
It wasn't the water. That's the first thing I usually go to. I didn't drink enough. No, I have.
Right.
It wasn't the diet. It wasn't the sleep. It was my mind. So I sat there and we were doing an ab circuit. And the first circuit, I'm like, okay, this is kind of hard. And then after that, I just thought, I'm just going to flip the script right now. Everything is easy now moving forward. Everything's easy. This is easy. This is not going to be hard work. I have full energy. Even like when you're in that negative mindset, like even little stupid things start to creep up in your mind and go, man, is there something like physically wrong with me? Do I have like cancer or something? Or like little stupid stuff creeps up like that if you're in it for too long.
Right.
And then in that, in everything starts to drag down in your mind. And you even like, so almost start to drag down your mental operating system for how long you think you'll live. Subconsciously, you go, I don't know, subconsciously, your age, mind span and your mind goes down from like, mine's 110. That's where I'm just confident I'm going to live to. I wasn't in that space this time.
Well, the interesting thing is, so you said you flipped the script, which means that you were intentional. You know, you did something there. There's a mindset shift. So Dr. Daniel Amen is a leading psychologist around things like anxiety, ADHD. He coined the term ANTS, automatic negative thoughts. And automatic negative thoughts is exactly what you're talking about. You know, they're entering your brain. They're automatic. You know, naturally we're going to have negative thoughts, mm-hmm. and it's kind of funny. So I think what you're saying is that we can, you know, we can do everything. We can nail diet. We can nail exercise. We can do everything externally, physically, to make sure we're in the best shape possible, that we're giving our best. We're bringing our best every day. But, you know, sometimes we forget that one thing. How are we doing mentally? You know, what's going on in our head? If we're not proactive about it, those negative thoughts are automatic.
And dude, and the mind, that's more powerful than all the things you mentioned. It's more mm-hmm. powerful than being, than the water, than the food, than the sleep. Because mm-hmm. with the right mindset, you can blast through dehydration to a certain point. You see athletes and you see like Navy SEALs and people like that operate off of, you know, just lack of nutrition and lack of sleep and lack of water. They operate at a high level off of that. So you ask why, it's all mindset. They've got a rock solid mindset. So like you said, I'm looking at the whiteboard. If you're watching the video, ants, automatic negative thoughts, right? We all have these automatic negative thoughts. And I was having those for at least a couple of weeks. And then I'd kind of like try to snap myself back into it. And the reason I wasn't having positive thoughts as much as normal is because I didn't have the routine to make sure that I was injecting positive thoughts in every day. And so what I did in the middle of that workout, I was in the middle of a plank and I just started like, I was saying it audibly, but really quiet. I'm like, this is easy. I can do this forever. My muscles are strong. My energy is high. I'm going to live to be 110. This is easy. I can do this forever. My muscles are strong. My energy is high. I'm going to live to be 110. And within 5 seconds, my whole body just like, it's like the Transformers. The whole body started, the energy was there. And was I at 100%? No, I wasn't. But I moved from a 25% of my normal energy to probably 90. Just by in under 5 seconds by stating future thoughts. Now we were right before this, we were like straining because Dan Lehman came up with ants and automatic negative thoughts. And I'm like, there's got to be an opposite side of it, right? Because same thing. Here's the deal, dude. I don't want people leaving this podcast with the ants thing in their mind. Because what are you thinking about? You're thinking about automatic negative thoughts when you're thinking about ants. I think that's completely flawed because I love knowing what it is, but we need to give people the other side of it. So what we've came up with, and we're going to probably iterate it and make it better because we need to figure out the best word for the end here, but you need to get the ants out of your pants, right? So ants are the bad things, automatic negative thoughts. Pants are what you wear every day. You're wearing pants every day. And the pants that you wear should be something that you want to carry with you in every situation. Positive, aspirational, new thoughts. Okay, positive, aspirational, new thoughts.
I think it's pretty good. If you're listening to this and you can think of a better one, send it in. We'll send you a carrot bud.
Exactly. Something. That's perfect. Yeah, send it in or hit us on Instagram. So tag me on Instagram, Trevor Mock. Let me know what a better word for N is in pants. Okay, positive, aspirational, new thoughts. And that's what I want you guys thinking about. I want you guys thinking about the pants, not the ants. If you ever get the ants in your pants, you got to yank them out. The way that you get them out is with the positive, aspirational, new thoughts. And so during the workout, that's what I did. And every single one of those workouts, when it got hard, I just said the same thing over and over again. And so what happened yesterday after that, okay, I got into the day better. I was ready to tackle my day. I was pumped up about it. And then as sometimes happens in business, when you have a lot of negative thoughts, negative things show up in your world. That's the whole quantum physics idea, right? Yeah. Where everything is energy. And if you guys have ever studied quantum physics or dove into it, the theory there is everything is energy. This wood table, it seems like it's solid, but it's just energy. Mm-hmm. Like if you go down to the molecular composition of everything, it's these little things moving back and forth. That's not like a solid substance. Everything's energy. And so then there's been tons of studies done where it showed, hey, the energy thoughts, the energy you were putting out actually literally physically impacted other things. You can go look at the studies on it. And so what happens is when you're coming at it with a negative energy, you attract negative energy. You attract negative things when you're when you have ants in your pants everywhere.
Right.
And so I don't know if it's related. I think it is. I attracted this situation yesterday because I had been in a negative mindset for a while. It was a business situation it's not a big deal in the scheme of things, but it sucks and it kind of stressed me out for probably half the day. It could be a, you know, multi $10,000 mistake, that we're still trying to deal with. And I went home and I'm like, just grinding on this all day that it kind of busted my day up. I was supposed to be doing content planning and this other exciting stuff that was high energy. And I just left the day kind of low energy. So I go home and I start thinking about this situation. I'm just grinding on all the ways we can try to limit our loss with it.
Yeah.
Like literally that's all I was doing, Brady, is I had automatic negative thoughts popping up about all the loss that could be there, knock on wood, and like expanding out what the situation could be and like all these worst case scenario things. And then I was sitting there right before bed and I go, you know what? It's completely not a good use of my energy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to completely flip the script. I'm going to go back and get the ants out of my pants, positive aspirational new thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I started to go, you know what? Whatever this situation ends up being, it is.
Right.
And it's just money and we'll make more. And I'm going to completely get rid of the situation as quick as possible. I'm not going to try to limit the losses down to every last $100 bill. If it costs us X, it costs us X. I'm done with it. I've already moved on mentally. I'm going to solve that today now. And I am completely using all the energy for positive now. I'm going,
right.
Rather than wallowing in the negative and trying to limit the loss, I'm going to completely shift to go, how do I add more value? How do I add more growth? How do I add more to this other side? So that got me excited for today. Yeah. Until then, I was like, oh, I don't even want to go into Thursday.
Right.
That got me excited. Got me excited to do this episode of the podcast. It has me excited to, Levi just celebrated hitting a big milestone for him on our sales team. Uh-huh. That's amazing. Like,
yeah.
I honestly do think that energy, that pants thing came in, and I think it's in some way related to energy to Levi knocking that thing down. I know that's weird. I just think it's true.
Uh-huh.
So that was like, that to me is big. So the way that it happens for me, this is the practical part of it. I think everyone's heard of affirmations and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And I don't care how corny you think they are. Like, I don't care. Affirmations are what you tell your mind.
Right.
And it's like, whatever you're telling your mind, your body then starts to exude, mm-hmm. and whatever both of those exude, you attract that energy around you, directly around you, you attract it. And then you attract it, just out there in the universe.
Right.
Is it a God thing? Is it a, I don't know what it is.
It's being intentional. I mean, it's like people are going to say things about you, you're going to form your own thoughts on yourself. If you're not intentional about owning those thoughts, and if you're not intentional about telling yourself who you are, your identity, what thoughts you want to have, someone's going to make those thoughts for you. Mm-hmm. How you go about your day, the events that happen, they're going to make those thoughts for you. You mm-hmm. got to be intentional about it. That's exactly what affirmations does for you.
Exactly. And there's always people throwing the negative stuff at you, so.
Oh yeah.
So what do you need to do is this. Before, literally before this last couple of weeks, I would have one set of affirmations, and it was one that it's written in my 5-minute journal at home. When I'm consistent in that, which hasn't been a lot this past month, which is part of that sliding into the negative mindset for about a month. When I would read that, it was always the same affirmation, which is great. But what I had learned during this time is I really do feel you need affirmations for situations. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start to adopt affirmation for situations. So low energy affirmation, I've got a new one now. It's the one that I talked about before. It's this is easy. My muscles are strong. I have high energy. I'm going to live to be 110.
Yeah.
Like that's my new low energy affirmation. Say it over and over and over again. I hate the word grind, y'all. Like everyone that's out there talking about grinding, think about what grinding is. Like it's sandpaper on wood. It's sandpaper on your skin. Yep. It's gears crushing and thrashing and breaking. Like that's grinding. Gears should not grind.
Yeah, it's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable. So if you're talking about grinding and that's part of your badge of honor, it's probably going to be hard for you. Like yeah. if you are looking at this thing being a grind, it's probably going to be hard. But if you say this is easy, even if it's going to be really hard, this is easy. This is easy. Mm-hmm. This marathon is going to be easy. Growing my company to $1 million is going to be easy. Are there going to be challenges? Yeah, but it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
If you say that and believe it, you're going to find the easy path.
Yeah.
You know?
Situational affirmations. That's interesting. Situational.
Dude, it's like I said, it just hit me at the workout because that affirmation, I had to make one specific for that situation and it nailed it. So I'm going to start testing that and report back to y'all my situational affirmations. And it could be something around a negative mindset. Okay, mm-hmm. what's the affirmation there? For me, I don't have one on that yet, but I'm going to come up with one. It could be something about blessings are going to flow my way today. 10 blessings are going to flow my way today. I learned that from Charlie Rocket, amazing podcast. Been jamming on his stuff a lot. That's part of what kind of drug me out of this negativity is just hearing some of his stuff. But he talks about when he's in a negative space, or even if he's just in a positive space, he's like, I'm going to have 10 blessings come my way today. And I'm going to meet one amazing person today that's going to mean something in a big way sometime mm-hmm. in the future. I'm going to light up someone's life today. Like, he has these things he starts to put on there and he writes in his notebook.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to start to adopt a lot more of that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think one of the really hopeful things about ants, I feel so silly saying that, ants, but
ants in your pants, dude.
Yeah, ants in your pants.
Get the ants out of your pants.
I think
see the analogy before you go on, like literally when I was saying the pants are what you wear every day.
Yeah.
That works, right?
Right. It does. It works. Everybody, that's what we all have in common, right? Yep. Everybody puts on their pants every day. Mm-hmm. I think the encouraging thing about it is that once you realize it, you know, you're going to get better at realizing it again in the future. Mm. You know, once you have that aha moment where it's like, oh my gosh, my mind's broken right now. My thoughts are flawed. There's all this negativity. You get quicker at recognizing those.
Mm. Yep.
You know,
it's
you don't have to
system.
Go a month or two at a time being in a funk. You know, it is an operating system. Mm-hmm. The more you recognize it, the faster it gets. And you can, yeah. It's yeah. just less time in between.
And with operating systems, so we're going to get a little bit techie here. With operating systems, there's patterns. Mm-hmm. There's triggers in an operating system. When this happens, make this happen, right? So there's patterns in there. There's triggers. There's probably a bunch more things. But in order to have an operating system impact you, there's got to be a trigger that makes you do the thing. And there's got to be patterns on a consistent basis that keep you in the operating system, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where, if I were to look back this past month, that's where I got out of it. It
right.
was around Christmas time because we... I was jamming and crushing it the previous few months. I had my morning routine down. I'd wake up. I'd drink my glass of water. I had my 5-minute journal and Bible and a book I was reading through there by the fireplace. I'd go mm-hmm. turn the fireplace on. I'd sit right there in the same spot on the couch and watch the sun come up. And then I'd go and do the rest of the day, right? Do a little bit of stretching and stuff. And then no excuse. I didn't have that baked into my life yet. I was relying on habit triggers. I wasn't relying on a habit.
Yeah. Right.
And so I had triggers that were helping me through my no willpower, mm-hmm. but I hadn't created a habit yet. So as soon as I got out of that environment without those triggers and I didn't take those triggers with me to our right. vacation house, then my pattern was gone.
Yeah.
And as soon as the pattern was gone, then I wasn't injecting that in, the operating system was getting broken.
You crashed.
Exactly. The pattern and triggers were gone and you started to crash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I like it. So one thing I want to toss at you guys is this, especially at the start of the year, 30 days in, 60 days in, what happens to me is you get that excitement of starting the year. You get you're pumped up about the year, hopefully, because you're thinking future pace, not in the past. And as long as you're future pace and what you're thinking, then pull it back to being grateful for the moment, future pace for the future, clearly envision where you want to be, what you want to be, who you want to be. Put yourself in that moment. Don't say, I want to be here. Say, I am this. You know, I am strong. I am a marathon runner. I am wealthy. I am positive, whatever it is. Put yourself in that when you're saying your affirmations or writing your goals, but then pull back to be grateful in the moment. But a month in, 2 months in, after you have that big initial surge of excitement after the new year, that's when you start to hit these funks.
Yep.
So I think there's probably a lot of people listening to this episode that are probably in that funk. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you can look at this and go, okay, pants are what I put on every day. And you've got to make that positive, aspirational, new thoughts, future-based stuff, then pull back to be grateful. Mm-hmm. And then anytime you get these automatic negative thoughts, the ants, like Dr. Amen says, you need to then get those ants right out of the pants immediately
right.
with situational affirmations, with getting around the right people, with making sure that the physiology is dialed in. Okay. And in addition, if you've got that going, you're still not there, make sure your water's dialed in, your movement is dialed in, and your sleep is dialed in,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to crush it, y'all.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I, you know, the thought that keeps coming back is just intentional. We mm-hmm. have to be intentional about our thoughts, telling them where to go. And I think sometimes we can take our situation, our good situations, for granted. You know, we're here yeah. working at Carrot. There's a lot of energy here. If you mm-hmm. come to the Carrot headquarters, you come to the office, there's a lot of energy. It's a
yep.
positive. It's bright. It's physically bright. There's orange everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an awesome place to be. And, I think that we got to be careful about not taking good situations or your comfortability in life for granted, because the second you do is the second you'll lose your energy. That's mm. when you crash, you know.
Yeah.
We got to be intentional about creating that energy and showing up every day and yeah. bringing more.
Dude, you said a really important word. You said creating energy.
Yeah.
Brendon Burchard, He's the first person I heard this say years ago. He would say that your body is like a power plant. Power plants don't have energy.
Yeah.
They create energy. They make it, right? And mm-hmm. when I heard him say that, you know, it was years ago that I heard it, I'm like, whoa, that was such a simple thing, but it hit me pretty good because we oftentimes think about, man, I don't have any energy right now. I've got mm-hmm. low energy right now. Well, go create some. Go create some energy. How do you do that?
Yeah.
You get off your ass and get up off that chair or off the desk or get out of your car or mm-hmm. whatever it is and move.
Yeah.
Like you have to, something has to move to create energy.
Right.
Water flows down turbines to create energy. Windmills have to turn to create energy. Friction, something has to create energy. Energy just doesn't just appear, mm-hmm. right? And so maybe it does, but in those situations, it doesn't. So you've got to move to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd really, really encourage everyone to do is start to think about that. How do I create energy like a power plant? And it oftentimes starts with movement and getting out of that spot that you're sitting
in. It does. It totally does start with movement. And I mean, and the movement starts with the thoughts too. Mm-hmm. You got to be intentional about your thoughts. Cause if you wake up in a funk, you're laying in bed because you're thinking, oh, I don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, if you're running, you're thinking, you know, I'm going for a run. It all starts in your head. You got to be intentional about that. You know, one of my, Brendan Burchard, love Brendan Burchard.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's so awesome. My favorite quote by him is, you got to be intentional about getting inspired, you know? And I think that's what you've done a great job with at Carrot and the Loft in general. And what everybody can learn from is that you got to, you know, put things around you, put people around you in your life to make sure that you're getting inspired and do things every day that get you pumped up to make sure that you're staying inspired. So disciplined at being inspired.
Yeah, dude, I love that.
It's not gonna happen naturally.
And we were talking about that in the office yesterday before we left. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I think I've been dragging this office down a little bit and it sucks. And that's where I said to you, I'm like, dude, you've got full reign. If you feel the energy low in you, let's do something. Like, I don't crank up music or...
Yeah.
I don't care. Let's just do something.
Yeah.
And because sometimes we need another person to help us create that energy.
Uh-huh.
So if you guys have someone in your life, it could be someone you work with. It could be someone, your spouse, it could be a friend. Mm-hmm. If you're working solo, don't make excuses. Go, well, yeah, you can do that because you've got an office and you've got people like Brady and you've got this and you've got money. It's like, no, y'all, that stuff comes from doing it when you don't have
it.
That stuff comes from creating those practices, those mental practices, mindsets when you don't have it. This doesn't come, the positive stuff doesn't come after you get it. It comes because you were able to create that.
Exactly.
And so I want you guys to get out of any excuses you've got. If you've got low energy right now, move, go create it. Come up with a positive mantra, positive aspiration, new thoughts. Get those ants out of your pants. Stop having the automatic negative thoughts. So it's not, you're going to have, they're automatic. So you can't really stop them. They're going to be there.
Right.
You just need to flood them out.
Recognize them. Yeah.
Recognize them, flood them out, and then turn your focus on the positive aspirational new thoughts.
Yeah.
Move, like I said, start to think future pace, then come back and be grateful in the moment and figure out some sort of situational, what's the darn word again, dude? Situational.
Oh, shoot.
Affirmations. Situational affirmations. Yeah. in those moments where you find yourself needing a pattern to get recorrected.
Exactly. You know, my last thought on this, as far as energy goes, when we're talking about the office and, you know, you're saying, well, you guys can do these things because you've got, you know, you got the loft, you got space, money, time, all this. I think about Dutch Bros. You know, if you're not in the Pacific Northwest, you need to be. But if you're not in the Pacific Northwest, Dutch Bros is a coffee chain. Mm-hmm. It's a drive-through espresso stand, and whenever you go to Dutch Bros, there's always a consistent experience. It's always high energy. You can hear the music pumping when you're three cars back in the line. You know, you get up to the window. Hey, how's your day going? What's up, man? What's up, bro? And there's just so much energy. Yep. You can't go to Dutch Bros and be in a bad mood. I mean, you can go there in a bad mood. You're not going to leave in a bad mood. Mm. And I just think it's so inspiring, so awesome. They've just got so good at just creating that energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stuff four people in a little coffee stand, you blast some EDM music through there, whatever it takes, you know, they're going to make energy there. It's just so awesome.
Dude,
it just proves it. It's possible.
I love that. And one thing I want to double down on this. So Daniel Jeremiah, who was their VP of marketing, then he moved into the loft, into this space.
Mm-hmm.
We have a documentary series coming out here this spring. he's going to be in here in a couple hours. And I always love seeing him because
yep.
his energy, but anyway, he's going back to Dutch Bros mm-hmm. and he's going to be the head of their whole, like whatever they're calling it. It's an executive level of their whole culture mm-hmm. building because of this. And this is how this is important, y'all. Dutch Bros doesn't have the best coffee. Like so many people say their coffee is extremely subpar compared to, you know, good coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker.
Yep.
People like their products. I mean, they yeah. definitely like their products. So they have really flavorful stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
The reason they're growing, I don't think, is because of their products necessarily.
Right.
It's because, like you said, they're a power plant. Mm-hmm. They're a power plant that people in general are low energy. People are negative. People want to be, they want their dose of positivity every day.
Right.
And they drive up to that stand every single day. And to give you guys context, y'all, this is a company that was started an hour south of us in rural America, you know, 20, 30,000 people in Grants Pass, Oregon. This company does over $500 million with the B, mm-hmm. $500 million a year in sales. The largest drive-through coffee company in America, possibly the world, except for Starbucks.
In a saturated region of America where you can go down the street and pass 10 coffee shops on your way to work. I mean, yeah. there's drive-through espresso stands all over the place. It's saturated. Mm-hmm. But somehow in the middle of that, they're still growing.
And they have lines. Like you'll drive by the human being and they've got one piece in line. And then you drive by Dutch Bros and they have lines both ways, four cars deep.
Yep.
Their coffee isn't better.
Yep.
It's the energy, y'all. Now, this is how we're going to wrap this up. Is how can you be the power plant for others around you? Because mm-hmm. we don't want to be the people that are dragging out energy out of people. We want to be the people that are giving it to people. Be the power plant for people. That's what Dutch Bros is doing. That's what we're trying to do here in the Carrot Casting. Carrot, if you have a chance to come here for Carrot Camp, we want to be that power plant for you. We want to inject the new operating system in you. So we are accepting new applicants for Carrot Camp this spring. It's in May. Mm-hmm. Go to carrotcamp.com. We have actually received over 15 applications already. We haven't even sent one email out about it yet. We're probably going to market it here in a couple of weeks to close everything out. Mm-hmm. We predict all the seats will be gone by the end of February because we're actually going to market it. And we're going to go through the applications that have been submitted, and we're just pumped to be the energy source, pumped to inject our operating systems for business, for energy, for purpose into you and your business, and also have you surrounded by amazing, amazing people who believe the same thing. So one other cool excitement I want to toss out at you guys is we've got lots of feedback. We've been growing the Carrot Cast over the years, and we have, you know, 10 plus thousand downloads every single month, which is awesome. I love it. We get tons of comments about it. And we're adding another episode to the Carrot Cast. Is it going to be, is Ask Carrot going to be on the
yep,
Carrot Cast?
Carrot Cast feed.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. So we're adding a second episode of the Carrot Cast every single week now. So the first episode, this Tuesday episode you guys are listening to, is going to be this kind of format. It's going to be interviewing and investors like I do. It's going to be ones like this where it's just me or me and Brady. But then the Thursday episode, Thursday.
Yep. Cool. Thursday's at one o'clock.
We're going to be launching something called Ask Carrot. So we're going to be adding another way for you to ask questions, and I'll personally answer those questions in the podcast. And they're probably going to be pretty good strategic questions. They could be questions on mindset. It could be, mm-hmm. how do I run a business? Basically Ask Carrot is launching in February. Dude, I can't remember the dates.
February 14th. Here's all the details. February 14th, Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, carrot.com/ask, or hop on our YouTube channel, subscribe, Carrot on YouTube. This is a golden opportunity. If you don't take advantage of this, you need to. Send us in your questions, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Send us your questions. I mean, anything, culture, like Trevor said, mindset, business, strategy, whatever. You got to take advantage of this.
And these are live, right? They're live. And then
they're going to be live. Yeah. So we're going to take a few questions ahead of time, and then Trevor's going to be answering questions live. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just golden opportunity.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, guys and gals, I so appreciate you listening to this episode of the Carrot Cast. And I'm just so grateful for you, for you carving out the time to listen. I had a great breakfast with a pastor at my church, Hugh, today. And he talked about the episode that he listened to, the really long one about planning. And he's like, man, even in their church, he was able to apply those things to the church. And he was so grateful for that message. So I hope this message has hit many of you. I know this is something I need to execute as much as I'm teaching it. And so I would love your encouragement. Go follow me on Instagram. Go find Trevor Mach, M-A-U-C-H, on Instagram, because I'm going to be doing a better job of documenting my struggles, documenting my wins, what I'm learning. And I could use your encouragement. Okay, I could definitely use your encouragement, but also tag me, DM me, whatever it is. Let me know, like screenshot this podcast right now, wherever you listen to it, screenshot the podcast on your phone, go to Instagram or Facebook and tag, you know, upload that puppy in there, tag me to it and let me know what your positive affirmation is going to be, or let me know something about this episode. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to take action on this episode, become that energy source, become the power plant, become the person who adds energy to people and start to adopt that operating system to yank yourself out of that low energy moment.
I love it.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
Thank you guys. Have an amazing, amazing rest of the week. Am I forgetting anything, Brady?
No, we're good.
We got it. Awesome. Yep. You guys have an amazing week. We'll talk soon. Go subscribe and give a rating and review if you haven't. Okay, give us a 6-star rating on there. No, there's not 6 stars, but give us a rating on there. And those pump me up, y'all. I would love to read your review on there. We appreciate you.